Maliki is with us. Stephen Beacom is with us. We've only got 4 minutes left of the programme today. We just thought we'd ask you both. It was interesting that Rory McIlroy has played a game of golf with Donald Trump. It's often very prestigious to be alongside a president. This president, it's quite controversial. Stephen, morning to you.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, Maliki.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Was it a mistake for him to play with Trump, or, look, he's an athlete and Trump's the president?
Well, listen, Stephen, McIlroy has received a heck of a lot of criticism for this decision, but I don't think it was a PR disaster the way some people are suggesting. I don't think it was a massive mistake either. Rory McIlroy can play golf with whoever he likes, and Rory McIlroy is very, very much his own man. We've found that out over the last few years. The key factor here is that McIlroy is coming back from an injury, and he actually wasn't due to play with Donald Trump, but he got a call on the Saturday night to play on the Sunday. And I would suggest that he respects the office, the Oval Office, and the office of the President of the United States, because he's met with Obama, he's met with Clinton. If Hillary Clinton had been elected, I'm sure he would have gone out and played golf with her. Ultimately, Rory can do whatever he likes, and I know he's taken a lot of stick for this, but I don't think he'd be losing any sleep over it.
Maliki?
I think he's damaged brand Rory. I mean, obviously, I mean, Rory McIlroy is the darling of Northern Ireland, and we don't want to going to knock him back, and we have a huge respect and affection for him. But he's damaged brand Rory. He has, you know, this was on the day when Trump was, you know, when a 1.8 million petition was being debated in the House of Commons on whether a state visit should be, invitation should be withdrawn from Trump. And to be supporting Trump, you know, standing photographed smiling with Trump, who is effectively electioneering. He's already registered for the 2020 election. That's what his whole big rally in Florida was about. That's all he knows how to do is to electioneer. And now Rory McIlroy is going to be, you know, part of that electioneering campaign. And that
it's
was a
part of the electioneering campaign, for goodness sake.
It is.
Having a game of golf with
the
president.
Registered. It's the earliest anyone has ever
registered. Yes, but he's having a game of golf with the president doesn't mean he's part of an election campaign.
Trump's going to use that. Trump will use that image. Trump is a ghastly egotist. He's an ultra needy egotist.
Stephen?
Well, I can say this. Knowing Rory McIlroy is a pretty straight-talking guy, and I can imagine Rory asking Mr. Trump quite a few questions on those 18 holes. It was interesting. Trump was only supposed to be going out with it for a few holes with Rory, but they ended up playing all 18, so I imagine Rory was very, very engaging with Donald Trump. And you know what, as well, I would say as well that Rory McIlroy is a guy who can influence people, and he may have said, Donald, would you wind your neck in, mate, and sort your country out in a good Northern Ireland way, like Stephen Nolan does every morning on his show, because that's what needs to happen. Maybe someone needs to talk some sense into him.
Well, I sincerely hope so, but I think that Trump is an impervious, ultra-needy egotist, and my fear now is that he'll be phoning Rory up every weekend expecting a game. Look, this is a charade. Trump is There's no way he's in the same league as Rory McIlroy. What is Rory McIlroy playing golf with, you know, somebody like him for anyway? The guy should be at his job. He should have been at his desk.
Okay.
He doesn't do any work. And, I mean, Rory could wipe the floor with him on the golf course.
All right,
so
Maliki,
why is he pretending to, humouring the guy?
Maliki, thank you.
Golfer?
Thanks a lot, Maliki. Thank you, Stephen. We're out of time for today.